This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to a Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's a glorious day here at the stadium because we have Dina with us once again. Hi, Dina.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hello. Thank you. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Good.
Good. Welcome back to the squad and to the stadium and all that good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm sure you are. You're always smiling. Your second year back at the New England Patriots Gillette Stadium. How does that feel?
Feels awesome. Can't wait for the season to start now that I finally know how the games are.
Yeah.
Now I know what the girls were talking about all summer when they said, I can't wait for the games to start and to be on the field. So just waiting for the first game.
And you got to go to the Super Bowl.
Yes, that was amazing.
So hopefully, knock on wood, maybe this year you can experience it again.
Yes, we are.
We'll just knock really hard. So did you have a good time at the Super Bowl?
I had an amazing time.
Good.
Oh my gosh, so much fun. So busy, but so much fun.
Oh, I can imagine. So what have you been up to recently? I know kind of right now is the off season, but training camp literally starts next week.
Yes.
So, and you got junior cheerleader camp this weekend. You guys got a lot going on. What about your personal life? Got anything good going on there?
Great things going on. I just got back from San Francisco and San Jose this past weekend.
Ooh.
That was awesome.
Yeah, you look a little rosy in the cheeks.
Got a little tan, even though it was freezing there. It was like
65
degrees.
No way.
Every single day.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Everyone's wearing long sleeves and winter jackets there.
Legit winter puffy
coats. We were looking at them. All the New Englanders were looking at them like, what are you doing? Everyone from New England was sitting outside. Everyone from California and Florida were sitting inside by the fireplace.
Wow.
That's how cold it was. Yeah.
So who did you go there with?
I went there with my boyfriend, and we went for his cousin's bat mitzvah, and it was amazing. It's amazing to know what 12-year-olds can do, and get up there and do a speech and translate and speak in a different language. It's amazing.
Oh, so that was interesting at the same time.
Oh, yeah, definitely interesting. I've been to a million receptions because I used to do the dance at
Oh, that's right, with the DJs?
With the DJs. I used to do that in Chicago, so it was good to be there at the service and really appreciate that with someone that we knew.
Right.
Yeah.
So, wow, you've been all over the place, huh?
Yeah.
I heard you also did an externship or something. What did you do?
I studied abroad, and I did an externship there, too. I studied abroad in Brazil, and that was...
You're very worldly.
I would love to. There's so many more places I want to go.
There's a million places to see.
I know. I decided on Brazil. It was either Brazil or Japan, both kind of random, but both places that I thought would be kind of lower on the list of where I would go for a good reason. So I figured, why not go study there? And Brazil seemed warmer and more fun and really exotic and different. There's not that many people that you meet that have gone to Brazil, I feel.
To stay for a long period of time.
Yeah.
No.
So I was there for about 2 months, studied at the Universidade do Ceará.
Time out. How many languages do you speak again?
Well, speak well. I can probably speak 3 well, and then I learned 2 other ones.
Wow. You're just fascinating.
I need to keep up on it, though.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. But we spoke Portuguese down there, and it's very similar to Spanish and French, so I learned those 2 before that, so it's kind of easy to learn it.
Nice.
And after 2 months of being living with a family there, and they don't speak any English,
wow,
you learn fast. So
I can imagine.
Within a week, if you can't figure out how to say I'm hungry or where's the bathroom, then you gotta get out of there. So it was really fun, and it was the year that Brazil won the soccer championship.
Oh, wow.
So that was amazing. I mean, when there's a game there, you think our games are crazy? Like, their games, everything shuts down. I didn't have to go to work. I didn't have to go to school. No stores were open for a soccer game, even if the soccer game was at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Every day.
Awesome.
The whole day was off. Yeah. And there would be celebrations all day long. Everyone was wearing green and yellow. The whole city was covered in green and yellow. It was amazing just to see how much spirit
so
that
cultural.
Was. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was really fun.
That's crazy. Yeah. So you have practice tonight, don't you?
I do have practice tonight. We're going to get ready for the junior camp.
Are you looking forward to that?
I am. I love the kids.
What age group
did
you have last year?
I had the teenagers.
Aww.
Yeah, so they were so much fun because they're just so, like, in that age of just...
wanting more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and learning so much about themselves. So they were really awesome. We really liked them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you miss California already?
I do. Is that Sam? I was only there for 4 days. On the last day, I didn't want to leave. But I miss the consistent weather here. It's so much nicer that at night...
Did you just call weather in New England consistent?
Compared to there, yes, I know. It's crazy to say, but I really do think that. You can walk out at night here without a sweater there, regardless of how beautiful it was during the day, you have to.
Wow, that's just crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I've never been.
Oh, you'll have to
go. I know. On my list of things to do.
Yes, we went to the Golden Gate Bridge. Did you have to go to Alcatraz. I think it would be really interesting to see. Mm. We didn't get to go on. It was sold out. But the bridge, go to Lombard Street, the most windiest road, and the hills there. I mean, we walked up one block and we're winded.
Wow.
Winded. Yeah, it's amazing.
So it sounds like you had a really good time.
I did. It was tons of fun.
You definitely have to go.
Everyone has to go to California once.
Put it on your things to do.
That's right.
We'll have fun at practice tonight.
Thank you.
I love this Christmas music area. This is the best music ever. It's
Christmas
one of my
in
favorite.
July.
Why not? I love this.
All the way home, I'll be warm.
Anyway, thank you very much for coming in early before practice to come see
Thanks
me.
Thanks for having
me. I appreciate
me,
that. And come back because I want to hear how the season plays out and all that good stuff. And are you a captain this year?
I am a captain
this year.
Congratulations.
I forgot to say that.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's going to be even more fun once the game starts.
More fun. I'm so nervous.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm so excited.
Perfect.
It'll be so much fun. I can't wait. I can't wait for the first game.
So you're coming back, and you're going to sit there, and you're going to tell me what it feels like to be captain at a game.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear all about it.
You got to give me some advice, Lori. I need it.
Thank you so much, Dina. It's always a pleasure having you here.
Thank you. It's been
Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.